A new exhibit at the New Orleans Museum of Art blends the traditions of the Middle Ages with a futuristic vision of pop culture. The work of former New Orleans resident Rashad Newsom takes a variety of forms. Lining the Great Hall of the New Orleans Museum of Art is a collection of intricate collages. Just how intricate is evident close up. The updated gilded frames contain patterns that repeat thousands of modern images, like jewels and hubcaps, to appear as multi-layered coats of arms. That's just what artist Rashad Newsom had in mind. He studied those patterns at the College of Arms in London.
Everything that's in the images is an object that represents social status, economic status, status as a warrior, some type of a symbol of position in society. And I collage them together to create color and shapes. So every image in the piece is sort of competing for its space within the piece. And then collectively as a background, the background is competing with the foreground, which is also competing with the frame. So I look at each piece as sort of like having its own tournament happening within it, but then also each one is competing with each other.
It's a lot of competition. The frames are translucent with candy paint that's usually seen on cars. The metallic hues change color depending on the lighting. Borders include flowers, chains, and cherubs. NOMA's modern art curator, Miranda Lash, says she first saw Newsom's work at the Whitney Museum of American Art 2010 biennial. It was a video of Vogue dancing. Then she learned the artist, now living in New York, is originally from New Orleans and kept track of his work. She said his collection would blend perfectly with the NOMA series.
The Great Hall series is designed to debut new art by artists who are specifically responding to Louisiana in some way.
Newsom merged his video work with the Middle Ages in a 2011 piece now on display at NOMA in a room off the second floor of the Great Hall. It's called Herald, and it depicts a kind of hip-hop knighting ceremony in a church. It's placed in the sightline of the museum's 18th-century portrait of Marie Antoinette.
What do you think she would be thinking? The view of what her ancestors' future holds.
I think she would be very pleased. I mean, she has quite a history of being very decadent, and I think there is a very decadent nature to all of this work, to the point of absurdity, so I think she would really appreciate that.
Back in the Great Hall main floor, Newsom describes a collage he calls Number One Stone of Vigilance. It's a tribute to Brian Birdman Williams, co-founder of Cash Money Records of New Orleans.
That group of guys coined the phrase bling, which is often used to describe my work. And also a lot of their early album artwork was a big inspiration for me. And it's called Number One Stone of Vigilance because he's considered to be the number one stunner. He's almost completely tattooed. He has tons of jewelry and all the latest cars and everything. So he would be like Marie Antoinette, actually.
Newsom features the New Orleans Mardi Gras court traditions in a third video recorded at NOMA, which will be released this fall. His collage collection is on view through September 15th. For WWNO Inside the Arts, I'm Eileen Fleming.